This is the Middle Class Podcast, middle class dudes talking about middle class shit. My name is Leo Sterk.
My name is Anton Pasquale.
And my name's Tristan Northrup.
With our special guest, Jack.
I'm Jack.
Today's topic is the universe. First thing I want to say is, the universe is massive and there's no end to the universe and aliens are in fact real.
Yeah, that shit is not middle class.
Definitely not.
Nah, yeah, I agree with that because it's fucking huge. Like, there's tons of galaxies.
Yeah, and one thing I definitely know is that, like, how long do you guys think that aliens were kept secret by the FBI?
I don't think they've been kept secret.
50 years, I guarantee it.
I don't...
Since, like, the moon launch. Yeah.
What I always wonder about the universe, how the fuck did the universe start? Who started? What started the universe?
Definitely the Big Bang.
It's a Big Bang.
To start the universe?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, all space.
No, there's a book about it, man.
What started space?
No, there's a book about it.
Like, how did space get into existence?
Nah, he's right. Like, how did space get created?
Oh, right.
Like,
the emptiness of nothingness?
Yep. Yeah.
And there's infinite universe. So there could be an infinite universe. There could be an infinite universe out there where Austin Hamilton is funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's true.
There could be a universe where Will Ferrell's not funny.
Also, like, alternate realities. You ever think about that shit?
That's
actually
crazy.
Real.
Like
if you ever think about that.
Famous, right?
Yeah, and stuff like that, like a simulation, in my opinion, VR itself is way ahead of time.
Yeah.
Nah,
maybe it's not. We could be living in a simulation.
Yeah, like have you heard the Stephen Hawking that he said that the chances of us being in a simulation are 50-50?
Isn't this about middle class stuff?
Yeah, the topic is the universe, Jack.
What the hell just happened?
Sorry, the computer turned off a little bit.
The computer
okay,
off.
We're still going. Sorry, the computer turned off
computer
just for a
off.
Second.
And that's pretty much the start of it.
The bus is still going. How do I make it stop? All
right.
You can't make
well,
it stop.
Jack, shut up. All right. So,
fluke there.
Yeah, my bad.
We're new to this.
I want to talk about, like, I want to bring up a thing that, like, I want to hear from your guys' point of view. What is ahead of its time right now other than VR, like I said?
Fucking,
Damn, we gotta think.
Like, ahead of its time, like, in my opinion, after seeing the new Facebook reveal, I think the metaverse is ahead of its time. They think
Windows
gonna,
11.
Yeah, they're going to think the metaverse is going to release in 2 years, which is an infinite universe, just like that movie Ready Player One.
Yeah.
That shit's ahead of its time.
Yeah.
No, really.
Great movie, though, but I feel like that might happen in real life, where there's just like the VR
movie.
Shit and
That'd
everyone.
Be awesome. I'm honestly
No, but like.
The all-way treadmills.
Yeah,
dude. That would be so cool. I don't know about, like, the fucking stacked trash cans on top of each other for houses, but
yeah.
Great movie.
Hope you guys' Halloween was good last night. How much candy did you get, Tristan?
Hell, you already know, man, but I got 3 fucking whole pillowcases. It was insane.
Yeah, and he's stealing mine.
Dude, I went down to Denver with my friend, and I got, oh my god, it was packed down there. So many people, but so much candy.
Yeah, no, it looked really fun down there. I just, like... I like looking at everybody's stories, like all these middle school chicks just look so cringy. Like, did you see Haley's story?
No.
She was like a stormtrooper, and it was just, oh, I didn't want to look at it. I was Nacho Libre, so.
Yeah.
That's
that
pretty
works.
Cool. Yeah, Nacho Libre is pretty sick.
Yeah.
I got back from California just minutes away from the Halloween starting, so I just dressed up as a drug dealer.
Oh, wow. All
right, hold on. I just wanna. I hate switching the topic, but
nah, you're good.
When the topic gets dry, I just gotta switch it.
Yeah.
Why are Legos so expensive now?
Because
it's a collector's item.
Because fees. Yes.
They're all getting just fucking taken off the store.
But
so
why
you put them on eBay for like thousands of dollars?
So
but think about it.
Yeah, but $30 for a small Lego.
Yeah, but why is everything more expensive now? Like money is going upwards. I guess.
Yeah, which is not good, and the government's also running out of money. I didn't believe you at first, but now I do, because it's true. The government is running out of money, and all the prices going up is not getting good. We're going to have to switch currency soon, which might lead to, like, I don't know, silver and gold.
Yeah, people say gold is going to be the next currency.
Which might be a little scary because gold is
cryptocurrency.
Like crypto.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Dogecoin. All this.
Dude, if you haven't started that shit,
NFTs. Have you?
What? No, I don't. I don't do Bitcoin.
My dad looked at cryptos.
I have one NFT. I've put stock in one NFT. $60 in one NFT.
Hmm.
Nice.
It was like a sick gorilla painting. Do you think you guys think NFT is more of art than a crypto?
Hmm.
Do you think
I don't know,
NFT is more?
An online currency.
Yeah. For sure.
Kind of like if V-Bucks were real.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're...
Shut the fuck up, Jack.
No, he's making a point.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, Jack's just our side guy, but he's chilling here. Why do you keep applausing?
Just
because
the crowd loves us, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway. We actually do have a live audience.
No, we fucking don't.
I'm talking about Jack.
That's true.
Yeah, Jack, get the hell out of here.
Jack's a Russian. He's born in Russia. Raised in Russia.
I got a question about two games, personally.
Yeah.
Video games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off with Minecraft.
Dying.
Bullshit.
Dying.
Bullshit, the new update looks insane.
But people say they should add stuff more frequently.
Yeah.
And I say that would probably ruin Minecraft.
No.
I agree.
Dude, that's why I don't
Minecraft
play it, because they
just
don't...
classic. It's classic.
That's
yeah,
why
it's
I haven't played
game.
It for a while, because they don't add
the point
shit.
Of Minecraft
you
is
can
creative.
Do whatever you want.
That's why, like, Fortnite died, because they removed all the good shit and never added back new shit. Like,
they added back too much shit.
Yeah, but they also took away all the good crap, dude. I mean, I'm not saying Minecraft's doing that, but that's the reason Fortnite died.
Yeah.
Except it's coming back for some reason.
Have you guys ever listened to any podcasts?
You got me into that Logan Paul shit.
It's really funny.
Dude, I was listening into Mr. Hosh's class. It's pretty decent.
The first
episode had a sexpert, and it was like, so how are you good? How do you do good sex? It's hilarious.
You gotta listen to Howie Mandel. That shit is funny as...
Mm-hmm.
Having a good comedian on your podcast is so key, dude.
Yeah.
So key. Like, straight up. Fucking awesome.
Next subject, boss.
Next subject, let's go for youth sports.
Youth sports.
What is your opinion on giving too much awards or trophies to kids?
Liberace gay.
Nah, I believe in trophies. I don't know, though.
No, because they don't feel like they have to try to get shit.
No, if you win, you get a trophy.
I know, but just participation awards are bullshit.
It ruins a kid's moral.
Yeah. Because they don't feel like they need to win. They're just like, participation awards?
Yeah, I don't fucking... participation awards can suck me off. But, anyways... I feel like youth baseball, they need to... Take away intentional walks. Youth baseball.
I disagree. Because intentional walks is a part of the major league. And what's...
I know, but youth baseball, like, if they intentional walk the same guy because they're too good, they're never going to get to go because of how good they are.
That's true. But what the youth hockey is doing in USA Hockey, if you ever listen to this ever, fuck you. The rules in USA Hockey have dropped down to such a slim minimum that it's so stupid. That the hitting rules in Bantam have changed. You have to play the puck before you make a hit, which makes it so there's more whistles. And penalties went down from 2 minutes to 1:30 minutes. And all this stuff is just way worse, and you can't play the original game of hockey.
That's what I'm saying.
You're an asshole. All
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, next subject. What are we doing? Alright, back to
fuck you, Anton.
Anton adds too much sound effects to this.
It's annoying, you know?
Yeah, but, alright, he's our subject maker. Let's go, let's see what's going on.
Why the fuck are you... You're not the sound effects guy!
Well,
let's talk about...
You see, that's what
let's
I deserve.
That
that's
internet,
what
man.
I deserve. The internet.
The internet is 20 years old, and it's just massive. It's insane.
Like,
it's,
yeah, have you
it's,
heard
it's
that? Like,
made
like
the, it's globalized.
If it's not on
like,
the first, if it's not on the first Google search page, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but like, 80% of the internet is the dark web, and that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
And like, only 10%
dark
has been
web
on the
is
dark
just not cool.
Yeah, and there's a couple websites out there that are just not cool. Like, just this last year, for some reason, he found a website where it was just, like, people, like, on their live shooting themselves. And it, like, freaked him out. He was, like, all day, the whole day, he's like, you know what I just watched? I'm like, fuck you, why'd you watch it?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not... Some crazy shit.
It shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Good point, Jack.
And I don't know how the fucking... The actual FBI hasn't taken it down yet.
Dark web shit? Because it's hard to find, dude.
No, probably it's not. Yes, it is. If ordinary people like Justice fucking Lee can get on the internet and find the dark web, it cannot be that hard for top-of-the-line FBI, like, hacker shit to just go in there and get rid of the dark web.
That's true.
It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure. I hate getting political on here, but I just have to say this sometimes. Because it's my point of view.
Uh-huh.
There is... You cannot say there's more than at least 2 to 3 genders.
Dude, okay.
You can't.
I mean,
physically,
fucking can't.
Physically, there's no biological way to have 2 or more genders.
72 fucking genders in the comments. Bullshit. Name them. Name 3...
Isn't one called, like, watercolor or some shit?
Probably. You know what? Honestly...
Fucking Walmart bag.
So, I identify as an attack helicopter, nothing can stop me. Anyways, name, like, 2 genders that aren't for sure. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Non-binary. You can't be nothing.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Non-binary is just...
Did you see that girl on TikTok? She's like, my pronouns are Zach, Zay, XXA, and nothing with a Y. I'm like, fuck you, shut up.
I really don't care. I'm just not going to go out of my way to say that.
You can look at someone and be like, yeah, that's
fine.
A dude, and that's fine. I don't get why people are offended by that.
Do you know how fucking weird that is, you know? That's stupid. That's a stupid
concept.
The only thing that
I'm okay with is transgender. Because, like,
yeah,
some people, I believe that some people actually do wake up and like, think they're not a boy.
If you want to be a fucking girl,
go ahead.
Yeah. But don't pretend to be one.
Not
it's
my problem.
Stupid.
Like, and they're kind of shoving it down our throats, in my opinion, too.
Yeah.
Like, because they're constantly telling everybody, including Pride Month. How is Pride Month, like...
And there's a fucking... There's one Veteran Day.
Yeah.
Pride Month.
No, like,
I came out of the closet, and I'm gay. Veteran Day. I went and fought for my fucking country, and I only get a day for this shit. Stupid.
No, yeah. That's so dumb.
Especially since my grandpa was a fucking
Veteran,
Jack
dude. Comes from Russia. They don't have any shit. They just go by their rules. It's perfect.
Yeah, no. Because Pride Month is just stupid. And all this Pride shit of them shoving it down our throats, like, you can be trans.
Okay,
you can
so
be gay,
using it as, like,
okay.
Using
I don't
it,
care.
So
using
I,
it as, like, a shopping, like, advertisement.
So, like, if you're gay, be gay. I don't give a shit. But don't brag that you're better than fucking veterans. And why do you have a full month? I'm fine. If you had, like, a day in the year, sure. That's fine with me. But a whole damn month.
Because, like, you're not trying to honor anybody.
Also, I just free advertising.
Especially the best month of the year. Especially the best
like
month of the year. Come on.
And I've barely ever seen anybody not accept a gay person into a shop because they're gay. It's not
as
like Black Lives Matter.
I've never seen it personally.
It's just
but
not.
I've
happens.
Never seen it personally, but I know it happens in some places.
Yeah.
It might because people, homophobia is a thing. But that doesn't mean you need a month to clear things up that it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Like, there is Black Lives Matter, but that shit is serious.
Black Lives Matter matters.
Yeah, because
like, it's not like gay people got harassed or insane.
Because that gets people killed, bro. Like, racist people.
Yeah, racism definitely.
That gets people killed. I respect their month, for sure.
For sure.
But,
I don't know. 100%. Alright, I'm gonna get controversial for a second.
Again?
What is the best sports game out there?
Sports game.
Like,
sports
video game?
Sports video game.
Honestly, I don't like hockey very much, but probably NHL or MLB. MLB is fucking...
MLB is fun because anybody can play it.
Yeah.
Because it's very
simple. I can't play it.
It's very simple.
Yeah, you have a PC.
I learned it in a day.
I can't fucking play it. It's not crossplay. That's why I don't think it's the best.
Yeah, that's true. Non-crossplay games are not the best. I know Cello is a crossplay.
Not the shit.
Cello's fun, though.
Cello's...
Even though I don't even play hockey, dude. And that's probably...
NBA
controversial.
2K. I've never played it.
And that's probably... I played it since like 2017 all the way to 19. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
That kind of like FIFA, except FIFA 21.
Madden.
FIFA 21 was like awesome because they introduced Volta football, and that is so fun.
And Anton,
so
you're good. Right. Madden, the only difference between Madden 20 and Madden 21 is the yard.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
And the graphics are slowly getting better.
The new 21 and the new Madden 22 and the new Shell 22 are both very innovative games.
Yeah.
Shell 22 has way better graphics. They fixed so many bugs over there for years. And Madden 22 is probably the most realistic sports game out there.
Apparently Madden 22, though, is dog shit.
Yeah? Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently people said that, like, it matters what stadium you're in.
Yeah.
People can get confused. I don't know. Maybe. I haven't played 22 yet for either of these games.
I'm gonna wait until it comes to.
But
yeah,
they both sound really good.
Yeah.
And the nuke, like people dissing on COD right now. Fuck you,
dude.
You
it's,
can diss on
it's okay. good.
So
it got better.
So
it got
it's
better.
Fun now.
So old Gulag, goddamn.
So good.
Goddamn, whatever. Anti hack.
Choose your
anti-cheat.
Loadout. You get to choose your loadout in the pregame lobby.
That's just like
anti-cheat and old Gulag are the only damn things that made the Warzone fun.
I 100% agree.
It's just so good. Thank you.
Yep, for sure.
Wow.
What's the best game? Like, you know when you're at a fire drill or, like, a lockdown when you're in school?
No.
What is the best game to play with a friend? Like, is it chopsticks, rock, paper, scissors,
bang, bang, shoot?
Bang, bang, shoot is pretty fun.
That game is great.
But chopsticks is awesome.
Yeah.
I just don't play that much anymore. What do you...
I hate all of the girls' games. Like, all their games where they sit in a fucking circle and they're like... They're like, there are frogs in a pond! Or I don't know what they say, because I've never done it.
Bubblegum.
It's just so bad. It's so bad.
It's ass.
Except Truth or Dare. That's honestly kind of fun.
Unless
you're not bored.
What amazes me is literally a show that's not even in English right now is the number one trending show on Netflix, Squid Game.
Is it still number one?
Yeah. Have you all seen Squid Game?
I've only seen the first episode.
Yeah, I saw all of it.
It kind of got boring.
First episode kind of got boring, dude.
Honestly,
I'm rewatching Stranger Things, so I'm kind of focused on that instead. I'll watch Squid Game after.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Number one is Army of Thieves. Squid Game is number three now.
Well, yeah, but now Squid Game's the number one watched show.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to stop trending.
It's not top
10
season. Though. Army of Thieves apparently is pretty good.
Because it's number one.
Go back to the
thingy.
But yeah, 17 minutes into the podcast.
Feels like an hour.
What is the best candy?
Dude, don't ask me this type of controversial
shit. It's just chocolate.
Shit. This is different than Pride, dude.
This is how you start a conversation.
Well, what type of candy are you talking about?
It could be fucking Skittles Jack. It could be. It's Twix,
Jack. What kind of candy is in Russia?
Anything really. A lot of stuff. Besides, if it involves gay things, then no.
Bro, I bet it. I bet you have goddamn vodka gushers. I bet that's what gushers are there.
Probably
vodka.
People do make Jello shots out of vodka a lot.
Jello shots. No, best candy, like. When you think
it's
of candy...
It's chocolate. It's some sort of chocolate.
Yeah, no, because when you think of candy, you think of chocolate.
Yeah.
You think of Snickers, Baby Ruth, 100 Grand Crunch Bars...
You think of some type of chocolate candy.
So
like,
good. Is chocolate considered candy?
And you cannot... You can eat chocolate for hours, I guarantee it. You cannot eat that sweet and sour shit all day.
I know, but like, is chocolate
I have sour tolerance.
Hold on.
It hurts your teeth. It hurts your tongue.
No,
yes,
I have so much. I have such good sour tolerance. I could eat a whole thing of toxic waste right
it's
now.
It's just it's the sugar and stuff. It gets on your teeth and it
is
sucks.
Is chocolate a candy?
No.
Or is it a sweet?
Yes.
It's a sweet.
It's candy.
Milk chocolate is
it's
a sweet.
Candy.
It's not a candy, though.
No.
It's not a type
I think it's gotten so
sweet.
Basic that it is a sweet.
Yes.
Not a candy.
Dark chocolate?
But
yeah,
when you think of candy, you do think of, like, chocolate.
What about when you put shit on
it? Honestly, I think candy is the branding you put on it.
Let me say something.
Taffy's pretty good.
Wait.
Whoever made dark chocolate, fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
Dark
chocolate
is so good.
Dark chocolate's so good.
It's so bitter. It tastes like coffee, dude. It's disgusting. No one likes dark chocolate.
Where's the booing?
No,
where's
don't
the
do the booing.
Where's the
fucking
booing?
Dude.
Yeah, you suck.
No.
Dark chocolate is so much better.
How? Explain. give me reasons.
The salted dark chocolate or dark chocolate. The salted truffles. One is good.
I'm talking about regular plain dark chocolate.
I think it tastes like coffee. It's made for old people. Yeah. The sweets, it's just not as healthy.
Is chocolate still a sweet if you put shit like caramel and wafers in it, though?
No.
Yeah, but like when you... No. But hold on. That's M&Ms. Why it makes it M&Ms.
That's candy.
That's candy. Just because of the shell, and they have so many different flavors. But one thing that pisses me off is the stupid-ass Oreo flavors. You go to the store, you can't find original Oreo.
There's like maple leaf...
Yeah, bullshit.
I think, though, that the Oreo flavored candies, though, like the cookies and cream.
Have you guys ever had
Snickers
or cookies? Oreo what? Oreo
cakesters. Oh, those were
cakesters.
They're so good.
They're like mini like muffins.
Yeah.
And they're so fucking good. Like heat them up, tiny.
Opinion on Peeps. Those marshmallow candies.
They
Peeps.
Suck.
Oh my god.
They're trash.
Dude, they're okay. I'd eat them if they're the only shit I got in my pantry.
I literally eat them and it tastes like styrofoam. They're like, you want a Peep?
I don't know why I love. I don't know why I love sweet. I don't know why I love Peeps so much. Maybe I'm crazy.
Okay. They're like okay. It's just like eating a damn marshmallow.
All right, guys, it's official. There's 10 minutes left in the podcast.
Okay, hold on.
Oh yeah.
Hold the fuck up, everybody. S'mores.
Those are fire.
Yeah. Literally, hold on. Jack.
Holy shit! I took it to the next.
This might be the most controversial thing I'm ever gonna say in this podcast. Burn them to the core, or cook them.
Burn it to the core. Now that's a s'more.
I agree. No. That's a good
fuck
saying.
No.
Fuck you, dude.
Burn it to the core. Now that's a s'more.
No, fuck you. Boo!
Boo!
Dude, burning a core is nowhere near as good as golden and crispy. Golden and crispy
golden.
Is so much
no,
better.
No, golden. No,
it is so much better.
You gotta
have you ever even had
that? That's like eating raw steak.
Dude, have you ever even had golden crispy?
Yes, and it's
so much better.
Burn to the core.
It's good, but it's
like fucking caramelized.
Burn
to the core just tastes like burnt toast. It sucks ass.
This is an easy answer. All right.
Yeah.
Easy answer for all of us. Maybe Anton. I don't think you had him. Best teacher in our middle school.
Summit Middle School.
Summit Middle School.
Summit Middle School.
Mr. Burr.
Mr. Burr.
Easy dubs.
Mr. Burr.
Listen here, podcast. Mr. Burr was the greatest teacher.
Listen, Mr. Burr set up tables like a wall, and we threw paper at it at like two teams. We had two teams behind the table walls and threw paper at the entire class.
It cannot be him. It's got to be Mr. Ali.
No, not Mr. Ali.
Mr. Ali's not that bad, but Mr. Burr hits different.
Mr. Burr is so nice. I feel like he's so chill. Like
you can't beat Mr. Burr. Like Mr. Ali, I love. He's definitely a solid number.
He's chill.
Yeah.
He's definitely a solid.
Number three is probably Miss Barry. All the sixth grade teachers.
She had horrible breath. Her breath smelled like shit.
I know, but she's so nice.
Number three is probably one of the sixth grade teachers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Or no, the seventh grade teachers.
Mr. Corwin.
Mr.
Corwin. Mr.
Nikki,
Corwin is so good.
Mickey B.
Mickey B.
Mr. Corwin is so good.
Mr. McBride was so
good.
Yeah,
Mr. McBride.
Yeah,
he's really good.
He was nice, too. Mr. Corwin was, like, my best math teacher, though, ever.
He's so good. I agree. Having a good math teacher is so clutch.
Yeah.
Like, I had a shitty-ass math teacher last year. It sucked. Yeah.
It was your math teacher.
I had two shitty math teachers in a row.
Well, Mr. Spreeling's had
math. I have Mr. Barbich.
I have, who do I have for math? Oh, I don't have it that bad. I have RFP humanities teacher.
Mr. Hosh, Mr. Hosh teaches math and humanities.
He teaches math and humanities.
Do you have him for both?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks, dude.
I like him.
Why, dude?
I got
your phone taken away today.
Yeah, because you snapped me in the middle
of the
class.
I snapped you in the class. Dude, I had to do it. Jacob's Kit Kat didn't have a wafer in it, dude. I thought you wanted to know.
A little weird, though.
Yeah.
A little weird. Pretty awesome.
This chocolate was still good. For what, Anton? What was the point of that? You're snoring because you're not talking.
Hit the mic.
Well, 100%. One thing I want to start
get
doing.
Get done with the s'mores, though.
Oh, fuck you.
Holy
we're,
shit.
We're out of that.
We're not done with this shit. We're not done with this. You moved on too quickly. I went revolutionary.
Burn to the core, now that's a s'more.
No, okay, the reason that is because you can't do the most revolutionary thing with a s'more. We brought candy on our camping trip, and I stuck fucking Snickers bars in the marshmallow. Like that TikTok trend where he sticks the Hershey bar, that's basic. It's like a s'more in a different form. That's basic. putting a Snickers in the marshmallow and cooking it.
That reminds me.
And then putting a Reese's peanut butter cup. And then putting a Reese's peanut butter cup
on
the graham cracker.
Okay, that reminds
me. It's delicious.
That reminds me. Fried Twinkies, fried Oreos, fried Snickers,
fried
Twix.
Cream.
I can get down with all that shit, dude. Even fried pickles.
What about people who just eat raw marshmallows?
That's weird.
Raw marshmallows?
That's like eating raw steak.
Unless you just...
No.
Unless it's beef. I love beef, so. Wait, Jack, you haven't said much. What do you got to say,
Jack? Jack, change the subject.
Come on, Jack. Oh, wait, I had a subject lined up, but then Anton wanted to bring up s'mores again.
Yeah, because it's revolutionary.
One thing I want to do is start collecting Hot Wheels, and I don't know why. I've been really into
cars. Because that TikTok shit.
Lately, I've been literally so into cars. I don't know why.
What about, like, seasons? Like, what's better, winter or summer?
Summer. Because you're out of damn school.
That's so easy.
Yeah, because you're out of
school. It kind of matters. Like,
you're
Florida,
giving up so much for skiing, which
you're
is
in Florida,
good, but
I'd
you're just giving
winter.
Up too much.
Yeah.
If you're in Florida or Texas, I'd say winter.
Yeah. Because it's just not as hot.
Yeah. It's not
it's just
snowing.
Perfect temperature.
Unless last
in
year.
In California,
fucking...
summer or winter sucks.
Why are Texas people stupid? I hate to say it to you Texas people, but last winter,
nice
when
Texas
it
people.
Snowed in your guys' houses and stuff, you guys wanted to stay in the garage and turn your car on. To heat the house.
Bullshit.
You'll die.
You're gonna
You'll
die.
Fucking die.
Yeah.
You retard.
Carbon exists.
Well, there's officially
it's,
what?
It's just because idiotic
there's this
people
game
have
warden
just
show. There's this game warden show on cable that's actually really fucking cool. And it's like, it's called Lone Star Law or some shit like that. It's actually really fun. I don't know. It's really cool to watch. It's like the game wardens going around and catching all the stupid bitches who are like in Texas. Doing dumb shit. All right,
hold on.
All
hold
that.
On. Before we end this podcast in a couple minutes here, I want to talk about my encounter with Howie Mandel.
How?
I met Howie Mandel 2 years ago, or
yeah.
2 days ago.
How?
Fuck, I'm so
Man,
sorry.
That's a big gap.
2 days
two
ago.
2 days and two
in
years.
In Silverthorne.
How?
The day before Halloween.
Remember
how?
We saw the Migos in Keystone? Bro, in Keystone, there was a whole damn van and just three black dudes with chains come out.
No, but, like, straight up, I met Howie Mandel, and he's hilarious.
Really?
He cracks
some... Did you legitimately talk to him?
A little bit, for like a minute. A solid 30 seconds. It was a short encounter. I did not have my phone on me. Which sucks. My sister did. She has a photo of him. He was, like, kind of bougie. He was wearing, like, a suit and glasses.
Yeah.
Pretty lit.
That's pretty nice.
Anton, how do you like that headset right there?
It's good. Because it's studio. So you can.
Yeah, it's a piano
so it's
headset.
It's made for, like...
You plug into
no,
a piano.
It's not. You're so high.
It's not
you're
made for
actually
a
so
piano.
High. It's a studio headset. So you can... It has good surround sound because it's made for, like, panning shit. And it has... It just has... It's just good.
Yeah.
And I don't have to fucking, like, I don't know. I just put it around my ears. I don't have to, like, put down this mic shit. And along that, I can just get a good mic, like the one we're talking on right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinitely. Hi, Mandel's chill, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Leo, I still don't damn understand why you eat onions and milk. Podcast people, this bitch dips onions and milk.
I don't. You're
shit.
Stupid. I don't. Why do you keep saying this? I don't
What's
dip it
going
in.
Down?
That's fucking high.
It's
I don't.
The same damn thing.
Okay. I don't dip it. I drink some milk and I eat an onion.
What?
It's good. I like onions.
Fucking bullshit.
Stop talking.
What does your asshole smell
Holy
like after
shit,
that?
Dude.
Fuck you. You like chili and cinnamon rolls, you dumb fuck.
No, my mom does. I don't like that shit. I told you. Whatever bitch came up with dipping donuts in orange juice can suck my ass. All right.
Hold on. All right, hold on. There's a minute left in the podcast. 30 seconds left in the podcast. For a closing statement, I want Jack to say something.
Yeah, Jack. Let's go, Jack.
Oh, shit. All right,
Jack. Let's
hurry
go,
up.
Jack.
Just thank you for tuning in the podcast.
Yeah, Jack.
This is podcast number one. Are you guys hyped?
The first episode of many.
And this is honestly, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. To get topics, it is hard. It's hard. I want some bougie stickers. You know
Thanks what? For I, listening to the
hold
middle.
On, hold on. We need a concluding statement. Concluding statement.
Yeah.
Anton, hit it with a conclusion statement.
I think that was a terrible start talking about middle class shit.
Fast.
Middle class shit. I don't
we
know about that.
We ain't talking
about
middle class shit. But.
That's what the middle's all about. That's what I'm saying.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
I think next time, I think we should do some fucking RNG shit.
Yeah?
Just talk about random shit that we get from RNG.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's where this is at. Alright, thanks for tuning in, man.
My name's Leo.
My name's Anton.
And my name's Tristan. Thanks for tuning in to the Middle Podcast.